Welcome to the Sleepy Pig Social Media Management Podcast. I'm so excited you're here. Let's go ahead and get started.
What's poppin', piglets? Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Sleepy Pig Social Media Management Podcast. Oh my gosh, you guys. I have recorded this episode 5 times. So I apologize if in any way it is a little bit short or choppy. Hopefully it won't be. Hopefully I've really nailed this down. Before we get into objection handling and how to deal with negative reviews and all those good things, I do just want to kind of go over some administrative things first. The first thing being, I hope you guys were able to attend the LaterCon conference. By Later is a social media scheduling platform. I've used it a couple times in the past. It is pretty good. I really loved the setup of LaterCon. It was really fantastic. It was sort of a 12-hour streaming, like just full stream. All of the segments were only 10 minutes long, which was really fantastic. And you can check out all of them at their Later YouTube channel. If you were to only check out one of them, there are a lot. It was like a 12-hour stream, so I understand. If you were to only check out one, I would definitely check out the like Instagram filter, how to design your own AR filter. I thought it was so, so interesting. I've always stayed away from those filters. I just honestly haven't even looked into how to do it because it just seems like such a hassle. So much back-end programming stuff. Just a whole mess. But honestly, it was so easy. I think the host went through it in like 10 minutes. It was so, so simple. So definitely check that out. And then I did want to also come on here and let you guys know that Facebook is making some changes. First of all, they announced changes to groups, and I'm not 100% sure what those are yet, but just a heads up there. And then they are also making changes to Facebook ads. Now, this is a little bit controversial in my opinion. They're saying that they're now going to allow full text in ads. I think that this was talked about a couple months, maybe a year or two back, that they were then going to allow this, or maybe they're just slowly allowing it. I personally have always been allowed to use a lot of text in ads. There was always that 1/3 rule where less than 1/3 of your photo could be an advert or text, but I personally have gotten away with it. So I don't know how new this is. I don't know, maybe if I was a beta tester. But just a heads up on there, maybe try to mess around with that, play with it a little bit. And then in terms of Twitter, I don't know if you guys have been hit with this, maybe more for agency SMMs versus in-house or business owners even, is that Twitter is trying to get rid of a lot of unused and bot accounts. I'm going to assume this is in regards to the upcoming election. So just a heads up there, if Twitter is your platform and you're seeing huge drops in followers, it's probably followers that are not active regularly. It's probably bots, spam accounts, different things like that. And while it brings your follower count down, I do think that it enhances and gives more, you just have more quality followers. So, you know, less is more. That is an update on that. Now, if we want to go ahead and jump right into objection handling. So the biggest thing I think with objection handling is just being able to put aside your emotion, think about the bigger picture, and move on. And of course, this is hard because your business is your baby. You've worked so hard for it. So to see someone say something negative about something minor or steal even maybe your graphic or something along those lines, it can be really devastating and hard to break through. So I do have a three-step sort of process to trying to get over this and responding in an elegant way. So step one is to distance yourself from the situation. Put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Now, what does this actually look like? This looks like, say for instance, a time where you went to a restaurant and the wait staff was a little bit rude. Of course, maybe you didn't leave a review. Maybe you did leave a review. Put yourself in that person's shoes if they were to leave a similar comment. Or say someone on your Etsy page left a message saying that they got the item and the size wasn't right. Well, think of a time that you bought something and the size wasn't right or something like that. Put yourself in the person's shoes. Take a step back. Don't think of it in the mindset of a business owner. Think of it in the mindset of a consumer. The next step is how your business can do better in the consumer's eyes. So if your wait staff was maybe a little bit rude, you can come back and say something about how, you know, everyone has a bad day. We understand that shouldn't translate into our business. You know, thank you for your understanding something. Now, if it is a size guide issue, then maybe it's on Etsy or your website or something. Just maybe think about how you can make that size guide apparent so that the person has to look at it. Maybe it's directly under the product. Maybe it's in one of the slides of the product photos. Maybe it is that they have to check okay to agree that they saw the sizing guide prior to checking out. Something along those lines. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you implement, but think about how this could be made right in the eyes of the consumer. The next step is then you can then go ahead and respond. So I have a couple of prompts here that are just really common objections, honestly. Things that I see on a daily basis, things that I've seen people complain about, different things like that. So the first one here is, let's see, how to respond when you get a negative review. And this is probably the most common negative objection just because there's so many ways for people to leave negative reviews. So let's say on your, I'm going to do Etsy because I think that reviews are so essential in these sort of marketplace style platforms that they can really be detrimental. People really tend freak out a little bit more on these. But so say, you know, someone left you a 1-star review and had said that the food was cold. Or if we're going with Etsy, I guess, let's go back to the sizing chart. The sizing was off. So first, we're going to distance ourselves from the situation. Think of a time where we ordered something online, maybe from Amazon or something, and it didn't fit. That was so frustrating. And then step two, how can you make this better in the eyes of the customer? Well, we're going to move our sizing chart to be part of the product gallery. So they have to sort of see it, hopefully. And now we can go ahead and respond. So I would say, hi, Connie. We're so sorry to hear that your blouse, again, the more personal you can make it, the better. We're so sorry to hear that your purple blouse did not fit properly. Sizing is really essential to our product. So in order to fix this for the future, we've decided to add our sizing guide to the product photos. Let us know if you need any help returning. Or you could say, please feel free to reach out for a return, or please feel free to reach out so we can ship out a new item. Now, here's the hard part of that. I know when I said contact us to ship out a new item or whatever, you guys freaked out. You don't want to do that. However, I'm here to tell you, being someone who responds to negative reviews, 99% of the time, the person is never going to respond. They're never going to reach out. Nothing. Because they're a little bit embarrassed. Another sort of example of this is maybe you, I don't know, let's think of a situation. Oh, okay. So maybe you are providing your contractor and you're providing work, and someone had said that it was just a 1-star review and they didn't like that you were late. So, hi, Connie. We're so sorry to hear that you had a negative experience with one of our team members. Punctuality is extremely important to us, and we will be working and monitoring this further. Please feel free to reach out to us at your earliest convenience, as your business is extremely important to us. Talk soon. Again, They're probably not going to reach out. I don't want to say they're never going to reach out, because there is going to be that one person that does reach out. But I mean, I've been running social and doing this for how many years, and I've never had somebody reach out again. You just have to respond, honestly, so that future customers see that you care. Now, another sort of common objection is, let's see here. Oh, this one you guys are going to hate. Your stuff costs too much. Oh. Let's say, again, using Etsy as the example, someone comments and says, this is just outrageous. I could get this at Walmart for $5. Yeah, you probably could, but it's not handmade and the quality's not the same. Of course, that's clearly not apparent to the customer client. So here's how I would suggest responding. Hi, Remy. We're just going to make up names. Hi, Remy. In order to sustain our business, we need to be sure that we're charging for our time and materials. Our product is 100% unique and handmade with the strongest and best ethically sourced material. So our production fees are not cheap. If you would like to hear more about our process, please feel free to reach out. Now, another something special with this one is if you are getting these comments, it lets me know that the client doesn't see the value in the product. And you need to sort of move your marketing in a direction that is going to build that respect for your time and the product. And ways that you can do this, I kind of talked about this in TikTok marketing. TikTok's a great platform if you wanted to show the behind the scenes of things, is really just start showing the behind the scenes. Show people how the difference between your gems and the gems that you can buy at Michael's, if they're Swarovski or whatever. Show them how you are making the jewelry. Show them different things like that, or show them the time it takes. Do a time lapse and be like, this is a 24-hour process. Here's how long it's taking me to create your product before I ship it out. Show them that you are packaging each item personally with care, different things like that. Really try to push the value in your marketing, and you will see a decrease in these if this is something that you get all the time. The next sort of common objection, or I don't know if this is necessarily an objection, but I actually saw this in a Facebook group where somebody had reshared something, and of course that's so easy to do. They had reshared this person's product and tagged a friend that they thought could make it for them and said, can you make this for me? Now, going back to the step process. We all have shared, pinned, screenshotted, whatever, something that we've wanted to make. An example of this is, for instance, on TikTok at one point, these girls were like painting a canvas and then painting their butt and then sitting on the canvas. Everyone started doing it. It became a trend. And while we want the trend to be people buying your product, not making it, and that's sort of a DIY project, I guess, a little bit different. But the point is, everyone has shared or screenshotted something that somebody else has made that they've wanted to recreate in some type of way. So I don't think that this was malicious at all. However, it is important to sort of stay strong in this and educate the person on what they were actually doing. So again, step one, distance yourself from the situation. Think about a time that you've done this. It's not a harmful thing, in my opinion, but you know, you never know. And then how can your business do better in the customer's eyes? So maybe this tells you that you need to start posting more that your items are handmade and made with care and you took hours and hours to design them or something along those lines that really pushes that they are unique, specific to you. So they have value and people aren't thinking of it as a DIY project or something like that. So the way that I would respond to this is, hi, Jim. While I appreciate you taking interest in my work, I would appreciate it if you could also take your posts down. I work very hard to produce these works and take great pride in them. If you would like a custom piece, please feel free to reach out. 9 times out of 10, they're going to delete the post. However, if it is somebody who's really trying to steal your information, or, you know, say you found your graphic or something on a t-shirt on some type of website, again, definitely still go with this response. Message them on every single platform that you can possibly find their name, their website, things like that. If they ignore you and fail to comment, I would publicly make a post on their page. Consider posting maybe a cease and desist letter, something like that, that lets them know that you are going to take action if this is not removed. Again, this is a case where maybe you have something on Etsy and you see a artist screenshotted it and posted it to Redbubble, something along those lines. Also, in that first step, you know, when you're contacting the person, you need to make sure to contact all of the platforms that they are selling your work on. So, you know, say if they took it, your graphic from Etsy and they're trying to sell it on Redbubble, you need to contact Redbubble, or if it is a stock photo that people would typically pay you for and now you see it on Pexels or whatever, contact those accounts. They will typically suspend the person and handle it in their own sort of separate way. If the person is a multiple offender, they will get a fee that way. Then, of course, go to the cease and desist letter publicly. And then if not, if this is something where it is a serious case, then I would go ahead and contact a lawyer. Usually scaring these people off is the cheapest and easiest way to do it, though. So I would suggest, you know, responding how I have suggested. Also, make sure that you are being polite in responding, but firm. This is really essential because, you know, if it were to come back, they could say, oh, you know, this person was harassing me or something. Always make sure to still be polite, still be understanding. You don't know who's behind the screen. It's never okay to steal somebody's work, but you never know what that person is going through, or you just never know, you know, who that person is. They may not know that this is an offense. I know that there are tons of teenagers, young kids out there that are trying to be business owners, but don't necessarily know how, and they just might not have had a situation like that. And of course, it's unacceptable, but again, utilize this for a teaching moment. Now, on that note, that sort of concludes the podcast for today. It is a little bit shorter just because I've done this, guys, 5 times. It's so frustrating. Anyways, I would highly recommend checking out my social accounts. I am going to be posting them every single day of October. Also, in December, make sure you're following because I'm going to do like the 12 days of Christmas. I'm not sure which one yet. And I'll be doing giveaways. So, you know, free Canva templates, free calendar or post calendars, even doing a free like 2 weeks of planned social, different things like that. So definitely be sure to check out the socials. It's the Sleepy Pig SMM at Gmail or the Sleepy Pig SMM period. If you wanted to email me an objection, I'd be more than happy to help you guys. Feel free to email me at the Sleepy Pig SMM at gmail.com. And that concludes our podcast for the week. I will see you guys soon next week. Hopefully Facebook releases something about Facebook groups and I'll be able to pop in here with some quick information. But if not, I'll see you guys next week. Bye.